Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ryan Gosling, honey, has been a fanboy for Angela Bassett since the tender age of 13.
And Ludacris says he's more lyrically blessed than Jay-Z.
Mm. Ooh, plus Spike Lee said he had to have it when he first laid eyes on his queen. I know that's right. But first,
let's get this started.
All right, y'all. Well, Alfonso Ribeiro says starring on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was a sacrifice. And the sacrifice was not having an acting career anymore after the show. In a recent interview, he said that although the role of Carlton Banks was one of the greatest roles, it was also the role that stopped him from acting again because people couldn't see him as anything else. He says he has no resentment towards the show and is happy to have been a part of the groundbreaking series. Now, we know he's done very well hosting shows like Dancing with the Stars, but he hasn't really been acting a whole lot. Right. Do you think he's right?
I think he's selfish. Wasn't he on Different Strokes, too?
No, that was Silver Spoons. Oh.
Silver Spoons, one of them. Yeah. He had two huge TV shows.
Okay. But what, since the mid-90s, well, you know, did, what has he been
did
acting?
Did he continue to try to get roles, I wonder?
They probably thought he was corny, but he's still doing hosting shows, so he's still working.
He does America's Funniest Home Videos. He's been on that for like a while.
That's not like acting, you guys.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I don't have any sympathy. He had two huge groundbreaking TV shows,
okay? He just got married. He's a beautiful white woman, so he's
good. He got a job.
So he good.
But I do understand where he's coming from. It's just like Urkel. You can't see him without hearing him say, "Did I do that?"
Skits on YouTube.
They should do a show or do a show together where, like, they do like a BMF type show where, like, they completely like just throw away everything that you've known
them for. I love when Carlton was hard. Remember the episode when he was hard? He was in the hood. He was like, "Yo, son, what's up?"
but I think we kind of miss it though. It's obvious he's not a great actor because Will never put him in any of his movies, and that was his.
Oh no, he's a good actor now. Don't do that.
Come on, well, he ain't in nothing but those shows, honey.
Big shows, huge shows.
All right, y'all, moving on. How cute is this? It seems that Ryan Gosling has been fanning out over Angela Bassett since the tender age of 13.
Oh.
Ryan pulled up to the Stephen Colbert Show and said Miss Bassett was his first.
Oh,
this some tea, y'all. Listen to this.
Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
First person to give it to me was Miss Angela Bassett.
Wow. And I'm just curious. That night, who was she wrestling?
I was 13, I had just seen What's Love Got to Do with It. It was one of the best performances I've ever seen and still is.
Yeah.
Anyway, she gave it to
me.
That was
me.
And the last person
I
got.
Where did you run into her? I'm just curious.
At the AMC movie theater.
She was just there?
She was there with Sinbad.
Okay.
Oh, that's so sweet and innocent, y'all.
Yes.
Can y'all believe he saw was watching What's Love Got to Do with It?
And
a 13-year-old Canadian boy?
Yeah, but I guess he was into his acting. He probably wanted to save Angela Bassett.
Probably.
Because she played the hell out of that role.
Yes.
Oh, yes, she did.
That's about how old I was when it came out. Like, it was like one of them big movies you just had to see.
It was so
whether
good.
You knew what was going on or not. I had no idea Ike was doing all that.
Me either.
That. Plus, he was probably also, that's probably also in his Mickey Mouse Club era, you know?
Yeah, I love
And you can tell by that picture they showed of him on the Mickey Mouse Club that he had rap tapes.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, it looks like Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jackson Jr., was big mad when he lost a major movie role to Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino. So O'Shea shared on a recent podcast that he was so upset about not getting the role of Lando in Solo, a Star Wars story, that he did this shady thing to Bino. Check it out.
When I got the call that my man Glover got it, I deleted every Childish Gambino song I had. Took me a while to come back, man. I'm sorry. I'm a fan still, but my heart was broke. You got to understand, I'm a Star Wars guy. The Millennium Falcon was about to be my car, you know?
Oh, my God. That was tacky.
No, it wasn't for him to say how he felt.
Yeah, well, he'll keep that to yourself. That's, hey, honey, he should, my mama always told us don't count your chickens before they hatch. He counted his chickens.
Well, that's because he had never been to an audition four times. When they keep calling you back, you think you're going to get it.
Hello.
Four times is a lot.
Four times is like they want to test everything about you.
They want to put you with the other actors and everything.
Like you on a date, he took it hard. And, also, but he came back around.
Also, he just said he deleted. So it's not like he threw away CDs or albums. He just deleted the tracks. He got the tracks back.
And he dodged a bullet because they made Lando real corny in that movie. Like, who knew he was having an affair with the robot?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was the first space pansexual.
Yeah. I think he dodged a couple bullets. That movie wasn't it for me, so.
Yeah, me neither.
That's how I be.
Well, y'all, Ludacris says he is not losing when it comes down to writing a fire verse. So Luda appeared on Funky Friday with Cam Newton, and during a game of win or lose, Luda said that he was sure he would win against Jay-Z in a verse writing competition, y'all. Check it out.
Oh. I mean, that's a strong statement to say that, because again, Hov is definitely one of my favorites as well. Mm-hmm. Verses, man, I'm just gonna go in and metaphor and style in terms of like flow. Like I'm a kill that shit. And it's not to say that Hov is not gonna kill that shit. But I'm like, when you say like that and it puts me in a category like, oh, I'm going against Hov, I got to, like, every word, every line, every style, every flow, every metaphor, I got to go.
Brad and HK, what you?
Here's the thing. When Ludacris shows up and he's focused,
he shows up.
Like, on that Made You Look remix with Jadakiss, Nas, and Ludacris, did things I didn't know he was capable of doing on that type of beat.
He can do anything metaphorically, too.
Yeah.
So, Brad, you think you could write a better verse than Headcrack?
What?
Wow.
Well, Gary woke up and chose violence.
Do I think I could write a better verse than Headcrack?
I mean, she has, like, awards for rapping.
I think I'm very good at writing verses.
Well,
I wouldn't say I was
too,
better than Headcrack. I think Headcrack is absolutely amazing and very talented.
So no, no,
we would do better doing something together than against each other, because I don't do beef. I pull up. I don't do beef.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be beef. You just write a better verse, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got to move on, because he's trying to start a war, child. Well, it looks like Spike Lee wanted to do the right... How do you say that? Do the right thing. That's corny.
That was the
right thing
version.
Let's go back.
Keep going, girl.
Okay, well, it looks like Spike Lee wanted to do the right thing and follow his heart. So on a recent podcast, Spike recalled how time stopped when he set his eyes on his now wife, Tanya Lewis Lee, for the first time in September of 92. Listen to this.
So I had a date that night.
Huh?
So I'm going to the restroom, and I see this woman coming to me. I know it might sound corny, but it's true. Time stopped. I said, damn!
There she is.
He looked like Isaiah Washington in that picture.
And that just looked like an old school Rihanna.
Now, Spike also said that he eventually found a way to ditch his date for a few minutes so he could find Tanya and give her his number. Oh. Yes, y'all.
Ooh,
wow, his
dirty.
Poor date, she probably was thinking they was hitting it off, too.
Right.
Do y'all agree to shoot your shot even in the most inappropriate time?
Ooh. I mean, when somebody walks in and makes time stop, you kind of got to, like, just obey the laws.
You got to
go
with
it. Yeah, agree with that?
I don't know.
You're on a date. You're not married, and you're not with the person. You're not in a relationship with the person. You're on a date. If you go to the bathroom and you see the love of your life and you feel something or see something, you better get that phone number because you may never see that person again.
Okay.
But also, devil's advocate here just a little bit, does that not mean you're not giving the date a full chance if you just see somebody and now you're focused on them?
Sometimes you know it's over. Like, even, like,
it's already a wrap.
He obviously wasn't that into her.
I guess not.
Okay.
Oh, my
Especially
God.
If you're willing to risk it.
Okay.
That's true. If Tanya had good sense, for him standing there right now, I would be thinking, he did it to her, he'll do it to me.
No.
They've been married since 1992?
Yeah.
And the Jeffersons have been married since 1901. It don't matter how long you've been married.
The Jeffersons? Yeah. That was fake, you
And
not-
they're still married.
Anyway, up next, honey, Nick Vial, honey, reveals, honey, why he and new wife, Miss Natalie Joy, had to whisper dirty talk during their honeymoon. Come right back.
Yo, come on right back.
Oh, wow.
Must have been the kids.
Must have been. Well, no, this would be their first, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay!
All right, y'all, former Bachelor star Nick Viall and his wife Natalie Joy recently spilled the tea on their honeymoon in Puerto Rico, including why they had to tone down their sexual escapades.
Oh.
They had an outdoor shower at their hotel with a little bit of privacy.
Oh.
But Natalie warned Nick to be quiet because people were walking by.
Uh-uh.
So Nick says they avoided getting caught by whispering dirty talk to each other. What do you guys think? Is it harder when you're trying not to get caught?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it's harder.
Yeah. Really?
Like, what else? is it like the outdoor shower, like the same way they had them at the beach, or like the outdoor shower, you're supposed to wash up in the outdoor shower?
It seems like it was a resort or something,
yeah,
and probably a walk path or something where people could walk by and the shower's right outside their,
yeah, maybe
villa,
like,
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Their outdoor shower and the path is just like right over there.
Uh-huh. Mm. That's what, yeah, I'm thinking.
They should have got that sneaky freaky in and like kept it like that. Like, you can,
yeah,
do the dirty talk anytime.
Start outside, be quiet, and take it inside and get loud.
People,
yeah,
like, listen, the people like a little no-no.
Oh, wait, till it's late at night when people ain't walking past.
Yeah, but that's not as
fun. Why don't they just take a bath and be done with it? How about that?
Because it's beautiful outside. The trees,
yeah,
and everything are out there.
It's the ambiance,
yeah,
my friend.
And the acadas come and bite you and stuff like that.
Garrett, you've never been in a situation where you might get caught?
Have you ever been at a villa that has something beautiful like
you've
that?
You've been at a villa, honey. No, I ain't been no damn villa.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gary.
That's all right. I'm going to get there one day.
That's why you sauce out there.
Okay. A villa.
All right, y'all. It's time for a
Dish Debate.
Right, whether it's TV, movies, or stage plays, lots of entertainment comes with trigger warnings these days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all, veteran actress Judi Dench has some strange feelings about that. She said, I can see why they exist, but if you're that sensitive, don't go to the theater because you could be very shocked. Where is the surprise of seeing and understanding it in your own way? So do y'all agree with her? The
what
powers that be
about?
Are too sensitive?
I'm so confused.
Me too. What is she talking
about?
You
know, some of these plays, they be having like full-on frontal nudity and like strobe lights and all types of stuff.
So I think she's saying however you see it, you should be able to see it however you interpret it.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like when you're going to sign, when you're signing up to go see a play, because I'm sure she's that Dame Judi Dench, I'm sure she's talking about like West End theater in London and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's a very adult subject.
That's true.
You know, you probably have a decent idea about what's in that play.
And everybody is so sensitive. You have to say something before you offend everybody.
Because then it'll be a problem later, and then they'll want to cancel the play or the movie, and then it's just...
I need everybody to get back to being 80s tough.
Me too.
Everything can fly. You can just do everything.
Yeah, man.
And you don't have to warn people. And you can eat peanuts on planes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's still alive.
Everybody's still alive.
Have y'all ever been to like a show and been spoiled by the warnings because they told you about what was going to happen beforehand?
The kind of stuff I go to, they just start shooting, honey, and that's it. You know they're going to shoot. So.
Oh,
West Side Story.
They start shooting at West Side Story?
I'm pretty sure they don't shoot and what they're not. Like, yeah. What are you talking about?
You don't know what you're talking about.
I am from the East Side in my hometown, and the West Side is the bad side.
No, West Side Story is
so that's the West Side Story?
Yes.
Dog.
Cross the tracks.
Crazy.
All right, y'all. Up next, Cardi B says she doesn't want anyone to get too involved in helping raise her kids, not even her mama.
Oh.
More details after the break.
Oh, well, screw her.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Well, y'all, Cardi B might not cook, she might not clean, but what she will do is raise her own kids, okay? Yes. Miss Cardi has two young kids, 5-year-old Culture and 2-year-old Wave, and she says she refuses to put off her parenting duties on anyone other than herself, not even her parents. So in a recent interview with Rolling Stone, Cardi said, I had them kids. They came out of my boob. Not my mom's, they mine. So what do you guys think of Cardi being so adamant about not sending the kiddies off to grandma's for too long? What y'all think?
I mean, I don't blame her. I understand, because I be wanting to be with my little guy as much as I can, because between two jobs, it's hard. So any little time I get, like, I want to spend it with him. Yeah. But it is helpful having a village, too.
Oh, man.
Like, my mother and my wife's a mother, so they know kind of what to do. So I love learning from them and, you know, learning what to do and what not to do.
Sure. Yeah, dog, that mommy guilt is real. Yeah. You know, when you've gone away from work too long, you feel so guilty about leaving your cubbies.
Do.
Yeah, it's like, I got to go home.
We were talking about this maybe just earlier this week or last week, and this could really be the reason why she hasn't released another album. You know, it's because her kids are small.
And I totally understand.
She got to go on the road. She put a record out. She got to go on tour.
Yeah. Okay, well, she going on tour? Who keeping a baby there behind stage?
Sometimes.
Yeah, or you got, like, an assistant, helpers. I mean, the show only lasts how long it lasts.
You have nannies, her grandma, her mother's probably there.
Yeah. Okay, well, don't holler about this, honey. If you want to take care of your baby, you got
but
help.
When she's at home, I understand. Yeah, it's okay.
Maybe you know, like, what type of maternal energy your mom might be. Not saying that her mom is a bad mom, but, like, not everybody's good with kids.
Some mothers could be possessive.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to file custody for my son from mine.
Okay.
I'm like, Mom, can he sleep with me tonight?
No.
Moving on, y'all. Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton have been divorced for a while now, and they're both happily married to other people. However, despite it being 9 years since their divorce, they're reportedly still doing everything they can to avoid each other in public.
Wow.
Recently, the two attended the ACM Awards, and apparently Miranda avoided her ex-husband, Blake, who was there with his wife, Gwen Stefani. Now, supposedly there's not any beef between the two of them, but a source close to Miranda said they really did not want to have to meet up during some massive event with all those eyes, so they've kept their distance. Guys, do you blame them, or it's been 9 years, get over
it's
it?
It's been nine
it's
years.
It's so corny.
Get over it. Like, no one cares, so neither should you.
Yeah. Right? Everybody has moved on. What's the problem?
Yeah. Well, and everybody seems happy.
But some people get a lot of Botox, and sometimes you can't necessarily fake the expressions that you want to fake.
Well, with Botox, you can fake it.
I thought it'd be, like, stiff, so you, like, you know, you can't really tell how you feel about things. Great poker face.
But also, that's the other thing. It's like, if you're worried about seeing the other person, to me, that makes me a little suspicious of your relationship with your husband.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not happy where you are.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want people to do side-by-side comparisons, like who came up in the divorce.
H-Town, I want that old thing back. This moment was something perfect.
Up next, find out which rapper / actor had beef with Common, man. Keep it locked right here.
Common?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Who beefs with Common?
We'll see.
Ex-girlfriends.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Yay, yay. Ice Cube and Common may be cool right now, but back in the day, man, it was almost Chi-Town versus Cali beef served up after Cube felt that Common dissed him in a song, and Common responded. Then the two had a confrontation. Check this out.
We had a little confrontation. And I was like, man, this might get ugly. Yeah. And thank God for Minister Farrakhan, because, like, at that time, it was Biggie had just passed. Obviously, Pac had passed before him. And it was just like, man, you don't know who gonna do what. So I was glad we just kept it on the mic.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah, like, that. Those were really interesting times, because, like, you know, like, Cube was still, like, you know, on top of his game, but transitioning to movies.
Yeah.
And the diss record that Common dropped on Cube, the B and You, like, yeah, we'd have to fight on site, too.
See, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, Common leaned all the way into it.
Oh, my Lord.
I remember Common thought I had dissed him one time, and I was like, what?
How? He said to you.
He was like, he was mad at me, I think, a little bit, and he told somebody he don't talk to me because I tried to diss him. I was like, what? Because one of my lines said, if it don't make dollars, you ain't making no kind of sense.
He got to relax.
And his name was Common Sense at first.
Lord.
So I was like, nah.
And y'all both from Chicago acting like that?
I don't really diss nobody.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was a reach.
Yeah, I was like, nah, Common, I kind of, like, love you. We're from the same city. Yeah. We family. Yeah.
BD, we
but that's why y'all can catch me on the shot. And he's one of the producers of that.
Oh, so that's
we're great now.
Oh, yeah. He on a peace tour. Okay. Peace it up with everybody.
Hey, Lena Wave, shout out. All right, y'all. That's all we have today for Dish Nation. We're going to see y'all next time. Y'all come back now. You hear?
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.